A blessed eternal Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your grace since the beginning of the day, your blessing, Heavenly Father, since we have entered this place. You have not ceased blessing us because you have promised, Heavenly Father, to the gathering of your people is unto you. We are gathered unto you to be blessed of you. And we are grateful that we have come unto that great and mighty God who has inexhaustible fountain of blessings. We are grateful. Thank you for your blessings in the morning service, throughout afternoon, the great and mighty things you did in the lives of your people through the preaching of the word. All over where your children are gathered, including here, we are grateful. With no testimonies, we are bound. Heavenly Father, to the glory of your name, because your work cannot fall to the ground. It surely must accomplish the purpose whereunto you have sent it. And because of this, our hearts still in expectation, Lord, this evening for your blessings. And we are asking, Lord, that you will crown our blessings this evening as we commit ourselves to you, asking graciously that you come and help us, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. We welcome ourselves to evening service. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 2. We read just a verse, though we have other verses to refer to. God will help me this evening. My brother that is by my side. It's a long time. Did I have interpreter by my side the last time?
I think this is the first time.
No, Bro Kendi was by my side. I think that should be on Wednesday.
I don't think so.
Bro Kendi. Okay. I think I'm correct. Not last Wednesday. Before I traveled to Abuja, Bro Kendi was there interpreting. Yes, he was here in Ita. You say? Yeah, that's all right. God bless you. So, just trying to say that where this might not be. I was thinking this is the first time for a long time, but I think I remember that this is not the first time, so I can easily adjust.
All right.
God bless you. It's the adjustment problem. God bless you. Let's read the scripture, verse
19.
Yes. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works and the last to be more than the first.
Emi mo ise re ati ife re ati igbagbo ati isin ati suru re ati pe ise re ikeyin ju ti isaju lo.
The Lord had his blessings to the reading
and
hearing of his
words. Fi kiko oro re oruko Jesu.
Please be seated.
E jowo e fi kale si o.
So, by the grace of God this evening,
nípa ṣe orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run ní ìrọ̀lẹ́ yìí,
we'll be going through
a o ma wo
a little part of the message.
A o kan wo abala díẹ̀ nínú ìwé nínú iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ yìí.
That the prophet that's I titled.
Tí èmi pe àkórí rẹ̀ ní
patience,
sùúrù,
then colon an outcome of faith. An outcome of faithfulness.
Èyí tó jẹ́ ère ìgbàgbọ́.
Yes. Ìjẹ́ olódodo.
Outcome of
faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Yes.
Ère ìjẹ́ olódodo.
Yes. Patience.
Sùúrù.
An outcome of faithfulness.
Àrígbámú tàbí ère ìjẹ́ olódodo.
From the message, Seven Churches book.
Latinu iwasu ekurere ibajomeje.
The prophet gave us this understanding.
Oji fun wa ni oye yi.
Yes. That the trying of our faith.
Wi pe idawo igbagbo wa
bringeth faith.
O mu igbagbo wa.
Yes. Produceth faith.
O mu igbagbo wa.
I know thy works.
Emi mo ise re.
Now it does not. I know thy works. Now it does not say here.
Wa yo ko so pe ni bi yi.
I'm giving him a clue on how to get to where we're talking about. Patience, an outcome of faithfulness.
Suru ere ije olodo, ije oloto.
Yeah, I know thy works.
Emi mo awon ise re.
Now he does not say here as he did to the church in Pergamos.
Wa yo ko so ni bi gege bi o se so si ijo Pergamos.
He told them in Pergamos.
O so fun won ni ijo Pergamos,
you hold my faith.
Ebi igbagbo mi mu.
Yes, that they were holding his faith.
Wi pe won ti igbagbo re mu.
But here,
sugba ni bi yi,
in Thyatiran church,
ni ijo Thyatira,
he was telling them,
o so fun won,
that I know your faith.
Wi pe emi mo igbagbo yin.
Yeah, he is not talking about his faith.
O wo so nipa igbagbo ti e.
Yes, now,
nisisiyi,
but he is commending them,
sugba o n pe oriyin fun won,
for their faithfulness.
Fun ije olododo won abi ije oloto won.
Yeah. When we talk about faith is from the English word,
igbagbo,
faithfulness is from the word faith.
Igbagbo o je ninu ede oyinbo ije olododo o je lati inu igbagbo.
Oro igbagbo
o je lati oro igbagbo o je oro igbagbo.
And our faith,
igbagbo wa
here
nibi yi,
is implies our conviction.
O n toka si idaniloju wa.
Yes, our conviction.
O je idaniloju wa.
Our confidence.
O je
yes.
To ta wa loju.
Our resolution.
O je eleyi ti o ti arigbamu wa.
Our dependence on God's word.
O je bi a ti gbekele oro Olorun si.
Yeah. How faithfully we hold God's word.
Bi a ti je olooto ninu didi oro Olorun mu si.
Yeah. Because the trying of our faith,
nitori idawo igbagbo wa,
that we work patience,
eyi ti o mu ise ti o si se suru,
implies
o tumo si
that what you profess to be your faith, your belief in God,
o ti wo to jewo wi to nfenu jewo wi pe o je igbagbo re ninu Olorun,
will be brought to test.
A o mu wa sinu idanwo.
Yes. And when that is being brought to the test,
the
very reason
is
to produce patience.
Praise
be to God.
All
right. We will, as the time will permit us, we'll look at a few characters here. I want the characters in the Bible.
Okay.
Yeah. But he's commending them for their faithfulness. And as he does, he also mentions their patience. Now, patience, now faithfulness, and faithfulness,
ati suru,
go together. In fact, patience
nitoto
is the outcome of faithfulness.
Ohun gangan ni amujade tabi arigbamo ije olooto.
That's how we got our title.
Ohun ibi ti a ti mu akori wa jade leleyi.
In fact, patience
nitoto suru
is the outcome of faithfulness
tabi amujade ije olooto.
For he says in James,
tori o so ninu James ninu Jacobu
chapter 1 verse 3, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. There is actually no other way in which to gain patience. Yes, no other way. The prophet said there is absolutely no other way in which to gain patience. It comes by the trying of your faith. And where that is being done, When our faith is being put to test, when we hold on to the promises of God, yes, those promises, those precious promises that we hold, that we confess, that we believe, we try on them. And then, in the course of that trial, we are in prayer. We'll be praying to God. We'll be crying to God. We'll be fasting. We're doing all that we're supposed to do. But sometimes God remains silent. And he will do as if he has not heard what we are saying. What is he doing? He's teaching us patience. Now, in the course of our trial, yes, our faith will be proven if we go by the way of the alternative that is not God's provided way.
It's
like somebody that has no job has been crying for a job. I mean, he's doing some things, but what he desires is not forthcoming. Now to now say that, well, after all, is it not to, if God is not answering me this way, I'll go and steal. Are you with me? That's an alternative. Or like a sister that say, well, I'm suffering too much, and because of that, I'll go flat. I'll be carrying men. Is it not to eat and drink? To have money? I'll be able to take care of myself. That's an alternative. Listen. When we are being tried on the basis of our faith, the enemy will come to suggest alternatives to you. To tell you that these are the way out. Cheap way out of your situation. And that is why many men, maybe after their marriage, no child is forthcoming. And because child is not forthcoming, families will be bombarding the man with a lot of... Look for a solution to your problem. Maybe you go and get another wife. They will arrange and say, get another woman. And if the man does not have a stand, if he really does not believe, because what God intends to do in the course of shaking us, it's not God of, you know, shitting us. Is to see truly whether those precious promises of His, yes, that are unfailing, that the person, the individual is pleading, yes, whether the man will remove his hand, whether he will say at the end of the day, well, I don't think I can hold any longer, I don't think I can wait any longer. But you will see, you see, patience, the outcome of faithfulness. Faithfulness to God. Faithfulness to His promises. Faithfulness that my conviction about God concerning His promises. Yes, my conviction about God's promises. That this word of God cannot fail. Is being brought to test.
Hallelujah.
So the individual, whether you are truly
Boya,
according to those promises by revelation, or is intellectual understanding. It is in the course of the trial. It is because of the shaking. You either hold those promises, or you let them loose and go for the way of the
alternative.
Praise be to God. God Almighty, the promises that has given to our fathers, which we also know, which we have also taken into our hearts, you will see in the scripture in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, you know, we call it the roll call of heroes of faith. Yes. From chapter 1, from verse 1 to the last verse, it is by faith. By faith. By faith. You go and read every one of them.
Hallelujah.
You will see that it is by revelation. Because the prophet told us that faith is the revelation. Revelation of the will of God. Revelation of what God wants done. What God wants done. Yes. Yes. The revelation of what God wants done. Yes. When that is made known to you, no shaking, no problem, left or right, front or back, all around, can shake the promises away from you. That is what we've seen in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's give on Hebrews chapter 11.
Yes,
time here. Let's read from verse
32.
And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets.
Ewo ni emi o si tun ma wi si nitori pe aye ko ni to fun mi lati so ti Gideoni, ati Baraku, ati Samsoni, ati Jephta, ti Davidi, ati Samueli, ati ti awon woli.
Who through faith subdued kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
So we will put it this way, we will substitute faith with revelation. So we are going to read it. Wherever we see faith now, we put revelation there. So, who through revelation of God's will subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fly the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured by revelation. Others were tortured by the revelation of knowing the will of God for their time, that this way is the true way, that Jehovah is the only God, that Jesus is the only Savior. Beside him there is no other. And when they were called to denounce that, but by having the revelation of God's will, the Bible says,
They surrendered themselves to be tortured.
Wọ́n fi ara wọn sílẹ̀ fún ìdálóró.
Not accepting deliverance.
Wọ́n kẹ́ sẹ́ pé wọn ò gba ìtúsílẹ̀.
Because the deliverance they offered them.
Nítorí ìtúsílẹ̀ tí wọ́n fún wọn.
Was a condition.
Ó jẹ́ lórí gbèdéke kan.
Are you with me? If you can deny.
Tí o bá lè sẹ.
Then you are free. If you can deny Christ. You can accept papacy.
O le gba
in place of Christ. You can, if you can do this, you can do that. In place of Christ, then you can go free.
You
say, well, we can't do that. That's what happened to Daniel. Because of the revelation of God's will, of Jehovah, he surrendered himself to be thrown into the lion's den. He didn't care whether lion will feast on his flesh. He never knew whether he will be spared or not. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego equally. They gave us the understanding. If God delivers us, which is able to do. I mean, God is able to deliver us from your hand. Even if he does not. They weren't saying that based on intellectual knowledge. They weren't saying that based on just mere hearing their priests read the scripture to them. No. They had personal contact with God. So they had a revelation of God's will that made them to be faithful. And in being faithful, they waited patiently for God. So their faithfulness worketh patience. Because they had to wait for God to intervene in their matter. After they had done their own, Lord Jehovah, you are the one that I believe. Outside of you, there is no other. If I'm asked to denounce you, I don't have alternative. I'm ready to lay down my life into the lion's den. And God, Lord, who will give us consolation today? Yes, intervene in the matters of many of them. Did not allow many of them to die. So that we will know that when we believe him equally, if he chooses to spare us by his sovereignty, he will do it. Those who surrender themselves to be sown as under. Let's go. Alright, let's continue verse 35. Women receive their dead raised to life again. Is that what they wrote there? Alright. Yeah. And others were tortured. Not accepting deliverance. That they might obtain a better resurrection. Yes. They had revelation of a better resurrection. Are you getting me now? Which took place in the time of Christ, which we are still waiting for too. Are you getting me now? Those in the Old Testament, who are awaiting a better resurrection, waited for Christ. And when Christ resurrected, they resurrected with him. And those who in the course of the ages, the Gentile church, yes, in the course of the ages, they that also face the same thing, they are awaiting better resurrection, which is the resurrection that we are waiting for. First resurrection. That they might obtain a better resurrection. And others have cruel trial, and others have trial of cruel mockings and scourges. They were made the laughing stocks.
Wọ́n fi wọ́n sẹ́lẹ́yà.
Look at you. Who are you? Okay, what can you become? You a Christian? What can you become? There's nothing. Nothing good can come out of you. You a young girl that dressed like a old woman. Let me tell you, our young sisters, our young brothers. What God requires from you
is
simply to surrender yourself. It won't force you, but you must show interest in God. Yes, when you do that, that's what He asks you to do. And when you surrender, then allow Him to take over. Allow Him to take over. Because until you surrender, He won't struggle with you. God will not struggle with you.
It's
not the devil that struggles with you every now and then. God will speak with you gently. He will speak to you gently. He will speak to you gently. Yes. Because, and you have to understand that this God that is talking to you gently, one day, if you refuse to heed His gentle appeal, it is going to be an eternal regret.
Yeah.
Ikabamo
ainipekun.
Yes.
Ikabamo ainipekun lo ma je o to ba gboran si lenu.
By revelation.
Nipa igbagbo.
If that revelation is not yet has not yet struck your heart.
Si igba ti ifihan yi o ba ti bi okan re wo.
Yes.
Ti o ti fowo to lokan.
Yes.
Ti o ba ti fowo to lokan.
It is simply to ask God to touch me.
That di Olorun lati fowo to lokan.
Touch me, give me this revelation.
Go for what Olorun lati ni ifihan.
And you walk towards God.
Iwo lo si rin nipasẹ ti Olorun.
Where it will be possible for God to touch you.
Nibi ti o se se fun Olorun lati fun ni ifowokan.
You rub your head.
Je ki Olorun ko je oyan lowo fun wa.
Others had trial of cruel mockings.
Awon elomiran si ri ikowo.
Christians, candidates of eternal life. The people that will live when this war ends in this condition that is here.
To je pe won o gbe nigbati o pe
ayi ma wa.
Won ti ma wa nigbati o ba si aye yi mo.
The people that will live eternally.
Awon ti won gbe pelu Olorun titi lai lai.
When every other thing that is not eternal will have been destroyed.
Nigbati o gbogbo ti ko je iyani pe kun ti yo ti parun.
They are the ones that they are mocking.
But
because they had revelation that the time is coming when all men shall stand before the judgment throne of God, and they will be seated with Christ in His throne, judging those people who have made jests of them. They had that revelation, so they don't care. Just like those people who slapped the face of Jesus Christ, those spat on Him and took a cloth and then blindfolded Him and took a reed and hit Him on the head and said, "Professor, who hit you?" The prophet said, he only did it, not that he knew the person. Before the person was formed in his mother's womb, he knew him. Now, in the day of judgment, those people, they'll be running from his presence. Because they will now see Him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Judge of the whole earth. Yes, they will stand before Him to receive their judgment. Then they will now understand better. Those who have slapped Him on His face, those who pull His beard, those who carry the crown of thorns. Thorn that is weaving form of crown. to mess, to mock him. To mock him. Put it on him and say, King of the Jews. King of the Jews. Make it just
something.
But he didn't open his mouth a bit. He didn't say a word. Because he knew one day, these people that are making jest of me, they will crawl before me. That is what he told Pilate. He said, it is the people that handed me over to you that have the greater problem. Pilate was conversing with him. And Jesus Christ said that way.
Yes, you are, we pay.
He that knows the truth, he that believes the truth will come to me.
And it's your
and Pilate said, what's the truth?
Pilate, you are taking your titan.
Instead of Pilate waiting. Instead of Pilate waiting to hear the response of Jesus.
Pilate, go and see Jesus also.
He worked for that. And Pilate was discussing with him. And Jesus refused to answer him. Pilate looked at him and said, I'm talking to you, you're not answering me.
I'm
Pilate.
I have the
power to set you free. I have the power to ask them to deal with you. Then he responded. He looked at Pilate. You wouldn't have power over me if it had not been given to you from heaven. What do you mean? That this position you are in, I put you there for your destruction. It was for his destruction. May we not be placed in the position of destruction. Praise be to God. They mock them. And that is what people don't want. You don't want them to mock you. You don't want your friends to gang up against you. See her. It does not make any difference. I don't care what you think about me. I am serving the living God in his acceptable way. That's what you have to understand. The way that they call heresy, that's the way that I worship the God of my fathers. Revelation of the will of God for your life, for your day, will make you to be deaf to whatever anybody is going to say, especially where you are in the line of duty. Yes. They didn't bother about the mockings. They didn't care about this. It's scourging. Yeah. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. Do you know what that means? Why they were still alive? You know this. This lumbar saw. Whether that or this handsaw, whichever one, to get a human being in position with his eyes open, and you put saw on him, and it's not only once. And you'll be chopping his flesh to cut him in two. And they were not kicking. They did not drop what was in their hands. Because it was because of the thing that they were holding, that they were suffering what they were suffering. They did not let them loose.
Because they were hoping for better resurrection. Because they knew that if they should drop this, they have lost eternity, eternal life. They knew they could be allowed to live now, but they knew they would still die again. And after dying, then what's next? You see, revelation of God, when it's given to you, is a network.
Kini what in web ni Yoruba?
It's a network. It connects many things of God to you. It connects this to you. Revelation connects so many things for you. As you are thinking this way, you are thinking this way, you are thinking this way, you are thinking here, you are thinking here, you are thinking here. You are not going to take a step that is contrary to this other one. That's what revelation does for you. So they knew that letting loose what was in their hands means that they were losing eternal life. Because they knew that even if they were allowed to live, it would be for a moment and they would still die. After that, because they were hoping for better resurrection, they were sown asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They were slain with the sword. Yes. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins. In sheepskins and goat skins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, and yet they were the crop of the heart. Because their father is rich in land and in horses and in houses and in everything. And yet they walk on this house. Because of their faithfulness, they remain patient. They waited until the intervention of God came. They did not care what people would say about them. They were destitute. They were destitute. What the alignment for the cause of the gospel. They were afflicted and tormented. Of whom the world was not worthy. You see, in this present condition, yes, because it doesn't love righteousness. This present world, this system, this cosmos, yes, this cosmos hates God and anything associated with God. And when you associate with God, cosmos is against you. And that's why our sister Fanny did, because in NYC. Yes. They want them to wear trousers. Why should that be the issue? Just wear it. Even if it's only here, come and wear it. And then if you don't wear it again. Why the importance? Why the importance? Is to make them to deny the word. That's what the devil does every now and then. Yes, of whom the word was not worthy. They wandered in deserts. As if they had no homes. And yet they have the first quest city. At their mansion. Yes. That God has gone to prepare.
He said, believe you in God.
Only
he said, believe also in me. He said, in my father's house are many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. When that revelation strikes a man, he lets loose of the world. He will take a hold of that. And then he won't let that loose. That will be what will propel the life of that man. Yes, that will be propelling his life. When the revelation of that first class city strikes a man, nothing is going to be too dear
than
that. The wonder in deserts and the mountains. And the dens and caves of the earth.
One kiri ninu asale ati lori oke ati ninu iho abe ile.
And these all, having obtained a good report.
Gbogbo awon wonyi ti a je rere si nipa igbagbo.
Through revelation of God's will.
Nipase ife Olorun.
Receive not the promise. Receive not the promise.
Won ko gba
ileri na
gba.
You know what Paul was saying here. They were waiting for us. Those people are waiting for us. Are you getting me? Those ones are waiting for us. The whole creation is groaning until now. The whole creation. Very soon now, dry season hot season will come. Everybody will be groaning for heat. The land will be crying for heat. A tank on it will be cracking. The land that was soft before, it will be cracking. The plants, all their leaves will become withered. The breeze that will be blowing will be hot. The animals very uncomfortable. When a deer is eating, when an antelope is eating, when any animal is eating, and they sight a lion, or they sight a tiger, or any of them, they become restless. Fear will grip them. They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. One of these days, all of those things will be over.
So,
these having not, because they saw the promise afar off. By what sight? Yes, by revelation. That's how Abraham saw it.
Be Abraham terire.
That's how every one of them in the Old Testament that we read about saw it. That is how these people saw it, because they wanted a better resurrection. It is by revelation that they head on. Until they died, they did not let those things loose. Because they know by Revelation 2 that what God promised is coming. Even though it does not come to pass in their time,
it's coming.
Abraham expected rapture. Yes, he expected, bro, Paul expected rapture. To talk about Abraham, we are even too close. To talk about Abraham, Paul. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Yes, he was admonishing us. He said, they that are in Christ, they that are dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive shall be changed and be caught up to meet with them in the air. He included himself among the people awaiting rapture. We that are alive shall not prevent them that are asleep, but we shall all be changed. Are you getting that? So, bro, Paul expected rapture in his time. The fact that they expected rapture and didn't come in their time did not mean that they lost their hope. Okay. They lived their lives as if the rapture was coming in their time. And that's what happened. After Abraham Paul, the second church age, the third church age, the believers in those ages that have gone before us, they live in expectation of rapture.
Yes.
And until they pass. And when they noticed that they wasn't coming in their time, they did not denounce what they were holding, because they were holding it by revelation. They were not like people in 1 Peter chapter
2.
Yes, where we read for the first square city that
we yes.
Where the Bible say that where is the promise of his coming? The word has remained the same thing since our father. It is the same system. He promised that he's coming. And where is it? And Rabbi Peter said, they are willingly ignorant. Very, very ignorant. Because they lacked revelation. If they had revelation, they will know that what God promised at the appointed time, with the time that God allotted for that to come to pass, it will materialize. Praise be to God. Just a few minutes here. Let's look at. We saw Father Abraham. No, let's read Hebrews chapter 6. Well, we're going to be praying by this time, but sorry, it won't take you beyond 4 o'clock. I wish we had 2 hours to deal with this. Can we go 2 hours? Well, that's just, we're just talking. Yeah. All right, Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 11. Alright. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience obtained and inherited the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself.
Nitori nigba ti Olorun se ileri fun Abraham bi ko ti ri eni ti o poti ohun lo lati fi pura o fi ara re pura wipe
saying surely blessing I will bless thee,
ni to to ni ibukun emi o bukun fun o,
and multiplying I will multiply thee,
ni bbc emi o mu o bbc.
And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. After he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Alright, let's move forward. Alright. I come back to the seven church age book.
Oh yeah, what's
the part we were reading before. And as he does, he also mentions their faith, their patience. Are you there? So I will read on. You catch on with us. All right. Now faithfulness and patience go together. In fact, patience is the outcome of faithfulness. For it says in James chapter 1 verse
3,
the trying of your faith worketh patience. There is absolutely no other way in which to gain patience. It has to come by the trial of our faith. Romans chapter 5 verse 3, tribulation worker patience. You see it? So everything we go through, God is trying to build in us that character called patience. Oh yes. How highly God regards this outworking of our patience is seen in James chapter 4, chapter 1 verse 4.
Alright.
Yes. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire lacking nothing. God's will for us is perfection, and that perfection is patience, waiting on God and waiting for God. This is the process of character development. Yes. How highly God has commended these saints of the dark age, yes. How highly God has commended these saints of the dark ages. Patience as lambs led to the slaughter. Lovingly, faithfully, they served God. That is all they wanted out of life. Just service to their Lord. How great was to be their
reward.
How great was to be that? Bawo ni ere won yo se tobi to? Yes.
Bawo ni ere won yo se tobi to?
Praise be to our God.
Eyin Oluwa wa.
We saw a woman in the Bible.
A ri obirin kan ninu iwe mimo.
Who God taught patience.
Eni ti Olorun fi suru ko.
That was the woman of Sarefat.
O je obirin oko Sarefat.
In the sermon Besetting of God.
Ninu iwasu
Besetting of God.
Okay. Ni
yeah, ni idaniloju eni ti Olorun o se. Yes.
Ni idaniloju
Olorun. The certain of God.
Ni idaniloju en Olorun je.
Yes. The prophet talk about that woman.
Oli so nipa
obirin. The woman of Sarefat. We know about her. Now, I'm not going to paint much picture about her.
Emi o fe soro
pupo nipa re. The basic lesson to learn there.
Where
the prophet made us to understand is that this woman,
oni pe obirin yi,
I've been praying.
O tin gbadura.
To the point that she has to start allowancing a meal.
To je pe o gbianju lati je o kan.
Yeah, o gbin o je je.
O ke orange kekeke.
Yes, instead of 3 square meal in a day, maybe 2 times, and then at the point in time it comes to, it came to one daily, and maybe for the child, when she was eating twice a day, the child would be eating 3 times a day. When she was eating once a day, the child would be eating twice. So when it came down to one, maybe the child would eat once a day, she would eat every other day. Every other day. She will skip a day. Yeah, to lend the food that they had at home, cover a number of days ahead. But finally, you go to the last flour. And the last
little,
the problem is a spoonful of oil. Spoonful oil. Enough to mix with the flour to prepare, and then for her and her son to die. This woman had been praying before the food began to diminish. Oh God, do something. But God didn't come on the scene. But he was going to answer her. Merciful God. Just give me, let me just read this. That way I wanted to read. Sorry, it's not even this. All right, is it? All right. And I believe maybe we will think perhaps this that you have prayed all night long. Yes. Let me see what I'm. Okay, let me pick it from this. She was a widow woman. And we all know that. We all know what a widow woman would have went through. This woman, because she believed in Jehovah, she was a Gentile. She did not take the alternative. She was a widow. She would have gone after men. Yes. But she didn't do it. The prophet said she was the cannibal of Elijah. So in the land they were, there they depended on the crops.
Yeah.
And because the iniquity of the people, the moral decay had brought a drought on the land. Here they were all starving. And then we find that no doubt she has prayed night after night, all night. As she begins to see that meal barrel going down. It must got to a place that there was not even another cup full of meal barrel. All she had just was a little handful. Death was coming right into the gate at her door. But there was no way of getting any more. The whole nation was starving. And the oil was just a good spoonful left in the little container. Just that much oil and that much meal lay between her and death. She must get real sincere about her prayer. She must have got real sincere about her prayers. You let that strike your home. It will be a little more sincere than we are this month. When we know that there lays at the door. And I believe maybe we will take perhaps that she has prayed all night long for one more day set today. She could look at the pale lips. She could look at the pale lips of a little boy of about 3 or 4 years old. And she could see her own bones dwindling away as the flesh was going from them. It must have been a terrible thing at this moment. Seeing these things going. And yes, with her hands before God, praying day and night. She was praying like this. Now, we are down to one handful of meal and a spoonful of oil. You know, it's a strange thing. May God let this soak into every one of you. If you never hear me preach again, let this be a message. It is strange, most strange, that sometimes God does things that way. He will remain silent. Go and read the remaining part of the sermon. It's preaching 1959, January 25. We know the story. What followed that? But in the course of her faithfulness, she was tried. Elijah came. Give me this. Give me water. And she was going, give me a morsel of bread. And the woman turned back. Even to her some other women. And I said, When did you come to the city? Are you just arriving here? Or where are you coming from? You will have met the request of Elijah with insults. Come to see, I'm a widow woman. You a man, you're going to be working. All sorts of things. But at that time, because our blessing was on this, about to come,
here
was a trial for her. But she did not fail it. Because he held on to God. God taught her patience. And the prophet concluded by telling us that when we are praying and we are calling upon God, and it seems that he is not responding, and we have gone to our lives, have I sinned? And if we see sin there, we go and make our sins right. And we have met all his requirements. There is no accusing finger against us. And we lay before him. And we are praying. The prophet said, when we are praying, and if he seems not to answer us, the prophet said, the prophet said that is the time to be certain of God. What does that mean? To believe that what that God promised, that you are pleading at the appointed time,
he's going to bring it to pass.
Your expectation will come to materialization. May the Lord be our help. I'm sorry, I thought I was going to stop on the daughter of
Forbes.
So let's bow our heads and let's commit ourselves to God. Patience, an outcome of faithfulness.
Guru ti se ibajade ijoloto.
To be faithful to your word, oh Lord, regardless of what comes from you, in the name of Jesus.
If you need the help of prayer, you can signify by raising your hand while our pastor commits us to God's hands.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this afternoon for this evening.
Yes,
Lord, the opportunity again to hear your word. You started with us in the morning. You blessed us abundantly. Lord, for the three services, you have been faithful. We are very grateful unto you for characters in the scriptures and made the people to be faithful. It's because of the revelation that you gave unto them about yourself, our Master and our God. We are praying, O God. From that, we can see for us to be faithful, we must have revelation of who you are. May you help each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you want us to pass through here on earth, we know as long as you reveal yourself unto us and we know your plan and your program, Lord, that will make us to be faithful.
Yes, Lord.
As you did to them of old, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Thank you for men and women, oh Father, that are looking unto you at this hour, O Father, for one thing or the other. Thou who knoweth all things, may you meet us at the point of our need. In the name of Jesus Christ. When we are faced with trials, when we are faced with temptations, when we are faced with anything you permit to come our way, Heavenly Father, you are the author, you are the perfecter, you are the finisher of our pain. We depend upon you, O God, that you will help us, O Father.
Yes,
thank you, righteous Lord. All that you have used today to be a blessing to us, may you replenish them for the grace that has led them over in the name of Jesus Christ. We leave the week in your hands. Lord, today be the beginning of the week. Lord, both students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives, we are praying, O God, may you be with every one of us. Guide and direct each part of our lives. Your children that have traveled, when they shall be coming back, bring them back safely, Lord. Thank you, Father. The activities of the week are your hands. May the services be a blessing, Lord. Take us home safely by whichever means we are going. Thank you, Father. We love you because you first of all loved us. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
God bless you. This is an appreciation from brother and sister Taiwo Odunjo. Shalom, saints. We want to express our sincere appreciation to the church on the glorious exit of our beloved mother. Your calls, text messages, voice notes were quite encouraging.
May
the Lord prepare us all for His time. Thanks and God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, let's bring greetings from Bagatari brethren. They ask us to greet the brethren. Let's sing from
31. Yeah.
Pastor has prayed.
For the week, our services
Wednesday.
On
Wednesday, tip service. On Friday, tip service. So let's pray along.
And
God will bless every one of us. Standing on the promises of God. We sing the first stanza and the chorus. First stanza and chorus. And then we continue with the second stanza. Then I will hand over. And the song leader will come.
Rock, six of God, my sin, oh, stand, hallelujah. ti kolo Baba wa fi fun mi ibukun orun ibukun orun ore ofe to gaju ayo ti kolo Baba wa fi ibukun orun ibukun orun ore ofe to gaju ayo ti kolo Baba wa fi ibukun orun ibukun orun ore ofe to gaju ayo ti kolo Baba wa fi ibukun orun.